This is episode number 2374 of the Who Cares News for Monday, January 30th, 2023. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Our semi-long national nightmare has come to an end.
Semi-long.
ABC handed out pink slips to fornicating Good Morning America co-hosts Amy Robach and TJ Holmes Friday.
Wow.
After the lawyers worked out all the exit strategies and severances.
Yeah, all the stuff to keep everything, keep everybody happy and nobody gonna open up no damn lawsuits.
Yeah, so what did our happy-go-lucky couple do? Well, they packed on the PDA after the news broke on Friday.
Oh.
And we're all smiles, hugging each other on the sidewalk in L.A. at one point. Amy wrapped her legs around TJ's waist.
What?
The pair were also seen holding hands while walking.
Wow. Well, there's a statement. Because I didn't figure that they would be seen in public together ever again. I figured, you know what? She's probably like, you two-timing, cheating, blah, so-and-so.
Well, he'd be like, it was all of them up to you, baby.
Yeah, once a cheater.
And then I found you, and there ain't no other one.
Once a cheater.
Now, according to ABC spokesperson, after several productive conversations with Amy Robach and TJ Holmes about different options, we all agreed it's best for everyone that they move on from ABC News.
There's probably jobs at Fox or someplace for them.
Maybe.
What's that other one called? Newsmax or something like that?
Is that
something new? You guys can get a job somewhere. You're good looking.
Now, with all that,
you're inclusive. I mean, you know.
Pretty sure the national nightmare is over, at least for now.
For now.
Yeah.
Until we find out something else about him or her or whatever.
Yeah.
Now, they both got kids, right?
I believe so.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Well, this is something that they can be proud of.
But I don't know.
Their legacy for their children.
I don't know if they have kids
they get
or
older.
Not.
Mommy, daddy. Or who was this man, mommy, that you were with?
Right.
Where's my real... Dad said you were a cheating whore. You know? I mean, it wasn't like dad...
Mom said you're a gigolo.
You know?
A man whore.
Man whore. Well, that, I don't know. We can't call him that technically on the radio, but we'll...
Well, he's been about... Now, we didn't hear any, you know, history about her.
I don't think she has
plenty,
any history.
But plenty about him.
Yeah, plenty.
And his past forays into, you know, playerhood. You know,
staffers.
Yeah, staffers.
It's all staffers. What about the ones that aren't staffers? What about the ones he's met in bars? What about the one-night stands?
Yeah,
what about all that? Mm-hmm. If I was Amy, I would be asking these questions right this minute. Right after I cash my severance check. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like, whatever. Good luck to them and to wherever they land next, and or we may never hear from them again.
Oh, we'll hear from them. They need a job. What's blue and yellow and going to still be on TV into its 36th season?
Blue and yellow. I don't know.
Ah, The Simpsons. Inked a deal.
Oh, wow. Wow. Wow.
Inked a deal with Fox, Disney, well, Fox. It's Fox.
Fox, it's Fox, yeah.
To continue into seasons 35 and 36. Season 34 finale, which is slated to air in May, will serve as the 750th episode.
Oh, my God.
And The Simpsons will pass the jaw-dropping 800-episode milestone within this extension.
Wow. 800 episodes.
Their clothes look like they just came off the rack. Brand
as,
new.
As do their hairstyles, whatever that may be.
The Simpsons continue to perform impressively in the important 18 to 49-year-old demo.
Okay.
Most of whom weren't even born when
The
Simpsons
premiered. Is that the thing that is so weird? Now, of course, they can catch the reruns on a lot of places, mostly on Disney Plus, but... man, it's like you think about 18-year-olds not being born or half as old as The Simpsons.
Yeah.
It's like crazy.
American Idol's older than 18-year-olds.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That's true, too,
Dance
isn't it?
Stars.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
It's the longest running comedy and longest running animated show. It's also the longest running primetime scripted series in TV history.
Yeah.
Besting Gunsmoke, which previously held the record at 637 episodes.
Gunsmoke. Wow. That takes me back.
I love Gunsmoke.
Wow. Did you? Miss Kitty? Marshall Dillon?
Yeah, Marshall Dillon.
Instead of that, Dan Walker,
Haas.
No, he was from
Bonanza.
Bonanza.
Never mind.
Too many things. Yeah, I know.
Scratch that. Cut that out.
Now we can replace those sayings with "Eat my shorts," right?
To this day, there's part of me who says, you know, I just don't watch The Simpsons because it's just.
The Simpsons aren't bad.
I watch, I laugh, I chuckle.
Of course, and take a look at some of the other cartoons that are on nowadays. They make The Simpsons look tame.
That's true. But when my kids were young and they wanted to watch it, and, you know, Bart, it was like, oh, what a brat that Bart Simpson is. I'm like, oh my gosh, should I let my kids watch this stuff? I don't know.
36 years of Bart Simpson, that must be our problem.
All these years later, they're still watching it.
Yeah. Hey, with our apologies to Matt Groening, the creator of The Simpsons, who's probably...
What are you apologizing to him for?
Well, whatever. We said good things and bad things. And also to Halle Berry, who's...
He complains all the way to the bank.
That's true. Who, by the way, Halle Berry, who I believe has been on The Simpsons. Everybody's been on The Simpsons.
Yeah.
Except us. More Who Cares tomorrow. Have a great day, and...
That's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.